making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop, flop, flop. There.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Josie's on a vacation far away. Come around and talk it over. So many things that I want to say. You know I like my girls a little bit older. I just want to use your love tonight. I don't want to lose your love tonight.
Can we just acknowledge something that would never, ever be acknowledged on this program when Zolak and Bertrand be in?
I don't know if you want to do this, McCarthy.
I'm going to do it. Josie, not very good.
Oh, boy.
Not a very good song. Turn it down. Turn it down. Turn this crap down.
There you go, T-Bone. Drown that noise out.
This ain't Born to Run. What the hell is this? Some crappy 80s song? Give me a break with this. What do you make of this, Dan Shaughnessy? You're the music aficionado.
I like it because
here.
It's a Zoe anthem. It reminds me of Zoe hanging out of the booth, you know, getting everybody
waving
going.
The towel.
Yeah, yeah,
exactly. How many times have they played Josie this year when the Patriots are, you know, only up 7 points to some crap like the Buffalo Bills or something like that?
I'd say they're going to be 8-0 with Josie. I like the chances.
It's going to be ugly looking, but they will be. Josie, out on Josie. Not good. Not good. Overrated. This hour of Zolak and Bertrand is brought to you by Stop and Shop, the official supermarket of the New England Patriots. They've got everything you need to make your Sunday tailgate or your football party a huge success. You can see all the deals at stopandshop.com.
Tom might just play the whole song.
We might. Hey, listen, they don't pay me by the word here, so if you just want it, you can keep playing it. I mean, I like the song, but you can keep playing it. I'm not going to tell you not to.
Now, will we get calls about this, is my question.
I don't come to your house and insult all your belongings.
Yeah, that's a good point by T-Bone.
It's true. Is this your house, though, T-Bone? Or are you just renting today? We're just renting here.
He just looked at you for that one.
You can complain.
Yikes.
You can complain about the rental, can't you? I'm going to complain about my rental.
It's getting a little hot in here. Feeling a little awkward.
Listen, sometimes it's not popular to speak the truth, but the truth needs to be spoken. If you can't accept that, well, then that's just your problem. It's not my problem.
Your beacon of truth, McCarthy.
Sorry, the fader's broken over here. I don't know what's going on here.
Not fixing it? All right. 617-779-0985. Matt McCarthy, Dan Shaughnessy in for Zolak and Bertrand. I'm guessing this will be the final time I'll be in for Zolak and Bertrand. I might get banned from this or that. Oh, well, what are you going to do? Get blacklisted.
Maybe we got a call from Scott from Rentham.
We could. It's very possible.
If he's listening. It's coming.
Oh, it's definitely coming. Something tells me, though, he's got better things to do, right, than listen to our Hall of Fame talk.
Oh, yeah. I think he's on a beach somewhere right
now.
Yeah. He's doing okay.
Something
can
tells
I ask
me.
My thing now?
Ask your thing. Yes, right. You've been waiting to ask this big,
the football
grandiose
guy.
Question.
No, it's not. It's just our football guy's here. We got a few minutes here.
You've built it up. All right. Don't disappoint me.
I just want to know, Phil Perry, I put it to you, Phil. You know, why do Patriot fans and a portion of the Patriots media cartel push back so hard on the notion that the AFC East sucks and try to come forward with statistics to disprove this? I mean, I don't understand this. You get this avalanche of, here's the percentage, and here's how the Patriots do against other teams, and here's how the AFC East does against... it's like it's insanity, the levels to which they will go. First of all, will you concede that the AFC East has sucked for the last 16 years?
Yes.
Okay.
However,
that seems very difficult.
Can I give a little bit of a caveat?
You can start.
I just feel like you're not doing enough for the tomato cans narrative, Dan. Like, I think it could be expanded. I think it goes beyond the AFC East.
I understand
for
that.
Some of those reasons that you mentioned. Because the winning percentage is the same for the Patriots within the division versus out. So
correct.
So
and I'm not
have they
disputing
been helped?
That they play well against everyone.
Right. And that everyone sucks to an extent. That's what I mean. Like that's kind of what it comes down to, isn't it?
They're never pushed in their division, which gives them the home field, often the bye, et cetera, et cetera. They don't get pushed within the division. And they are not pushed within the division. The Jets, Dolphins, and Bills are bad every year. So I did a little research on to this point.
Okay.
They're the only division where only one team is ever good. The other three aren't factors. There's a rotation in the other divisions. Like the NFC West, All four teams have been in the Super Bowl since the formation. These divisions were formed in 2002. And since that time, the representation, the only one that's close is the AFC South, where there's only been one Super Bowl representative, and that would be Indy. Mm. But in that division, there's been a rotation of other people. You know, Houston's won it four times, going to be five. Tennessee's won it twice, could be three. Jacksonville's won it once. Indy's won it nine times. In the AFC East, the Patriots have won 14, Jets 1, Miami 1, Buffalo 0. There's no division that is even close to that. There is a rotation. Other teams get good, and they push people out of the position. So, again, it's just okay to say, and don't send me the stats about how AFC East against everybody else. Well, part of that is because the Patriots are in it. No kidding, that number's high. And I do understand the Patriots beat teams in all divisions. Although this year they're going to end up, you know, 6-4 against the field and 5-1 in their division. But that's not the annual case. I'm not saying that annually they go 6-0 and then
right. The winning percentage, like you mentioned, is the same. It's basically exactly the same.
So that part. But my contention is that the division is weak because no one is ever any good. No other division has that situation.
Here's a different way to frame it, and I'm curious what you think about this, given your research. How many of those divisions have two teams that are competitive at the same time? I think the AFC North is in there probably relatively consistently between the Ravens and the Steelers.
I mean,
I don't know how many divisions have two teams that are good at the same time. Patriots are going to be the best team in the division year after year after year, it's because, you know, I think you have to at some point sort of tip your cap to the historic run that the team has been on and say that part of the reason these other divisions have this flip-flop in terms of who's great and who's not and who gets to the Super Bowl is because they haven't had one team that's just been dominant. If any of those teams have been able to extend these runs, they would be the Patriots. You know what I'm saying? So there's in all those divisions, all of those runs that you mentioned,
some semblance of parity in the other divisions.
Right.
That it rotates.
Right.
It doesn't happen in their division because the other three annually suck. And that is not the case. AFC North, I mean, Cincinnati, they've had some good teams. They've won the thing four times. Baltimore's won it four times. Could be five. Pittsburgh's won it eight times. They have their Cleveland. That's our Buffalo, whatever you want to call it. They have that. But again, you're talking about three teams have won it four or more times in this thing. In the AFC East, two teams won it once. One team won it 14 times.
Right. And how many times has there been, you know, two AFC East teams in the playoffs? Because you'll see teams bubble up for a few years, you know, and you know you'll have another division where you'll have two or three teams competitive for a one-year stretch.
The Jets had that little surge in the middle of this,
and that's been it. And the Dolphins got in last year. Was it last year? I mean, and they should have been removed from the playoffs at halftime because they were horrendous. Yeah. The point stands is that. There has only been one team that has even bubbled up for just a little bit, and that was the Jets for that two or three-year run, and that was it. I mean, after that, there hasn't been any competition in this division whatsoever. The Patriots are a part of the reason for that. You know, you would see, I'm sure, better records for the other three teams if they weren't getting, you know, the bag beaten out of them by the Patriots every single year. But, Dan, your point stands.
They're never any good.
Is that consistently those other teams are pretty much trash. You don't even have a year or two where they get competitive outside of the Jets. Consistently trash.
Yeah. I can look at the other seven divisions and tell you, well, I mean, Kansas City was good during these years. Denver was good during these years. Oakland was you know, represented. And it just there's none of that.
Yeah, I won't argue you on the fact that between the coaching turnover, the quarterback turnover, it has been more pronounced. It feels like in the AFC East versus many other teams and many other divisions. Although there are a lot of teams that have their issues as well. I would sort of frame it this way too. Look at the ownership across the AFC East.
Right.
Would you consider it solid ownership? Would you consider it sound ownership? Would you consider it ownership that makes good decisions? I mean, part of the deal with the coaching turnover is I think you can put that squarely on ownership. I think there have probably been cases where they haven't given guys enough time to set up programs. They haven't given quarterbacks enough time to find their footing and succeed. I think the Patriots sort of put pressure on those teams and they put pressure on those owners to make those sorts of decisions that end up just further forcing them to slide back.
The Dolphins and Bills like 18 coaches combined, right. And then the Jets have five.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. It's unbelievable. So I'll give you that. They are obviously struggling, to put it as Joe Namath would. But I just think when you're looking at the Patriots and you say, well, the reason they're – I don't think it's correct to say the Patriots, the reason they are good is because of the division they're in. I think you can't say the division they're in sucks.
It's very
helpful. And separate those two things.
It's very helpful. And it's helpful to know that you can have – you're not going to be in a situation like Kansas City and the Chargers are in.
Right.
I mean, that just doesn't exist.
Right. It's certainly helpful in a year like this one, where I think, going into the year, a lot of us said this could be as bad as the AFC East has ever been.
Good chance that they have a home
game. The rookie
game
quarterbacks.
Good chance they have a home game against a team with a better record.
Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Thank you, AFC East, on that one.
617-779-0985. John's in Bellingham with Matt McCarthy, Dan Shaughnessy, and Phil Perry. What's going on, John?
I kind of call, and I know I already know the answer to this rebuttal, but since 2001, when Brady started, the AFC has been the toughest division in football. They have, I think, two more wins than the NFC East. So they're a good division.
What? Dan's apoplectic over here. Well, they have many wins because the Patriots are in the division. So, and the Patriots are a great team. We've established that.
I feel like
converted you at all, Dan, in terms of like...
No,
but in terms of saying the Patriots are good because of the division they're in.
It doesn't take anything away from the Patriots to acknowledge that the rest of the division sucks.
Okay. I'm with you there.
That's all.
I think that's okay to say.
Yeah. All right, 617-779-0985. This isn't going to go well. I think this is Scott and Rentham on the line. Hi, Scott.
Oh,
Merry
boy.
Christmas.
Now, I'm Scott and Vero. I'm on the beach. Somebody called and said you said Josie sucks?
Yeah, that's correct. That is 100% accurate.
You like working at WEI? You could go over there.
is that going to get me kicked off this station,
Are you on
Scott?
Twitter? Do you have a Twitter handle?
Yes, that would be at MattMcCarthy985. Please send all your love that way.
You can hit McCarthy on that one. If you like the Patriots, you like the song, right? Hit McCarthy.
Yeah.
And if you like him at the other station, he can go over there.
So why were you dumping on me on Twitter yesterday?
Who the hell's this?
This is Shaughnessy.
Hey, Dan, what's up, bud?
How you doing? Hey, I cannot wait for you and Ted Johnson side by side. That's going to be the greatest radio
Monday,
ever.
Dude. Yeah. Four hours of the Patriots media cartoon just defending the wall.
Hey, Dan, pardon me.
Hey, Dan, 19 years of your take and me of 19 years of saying, hey, it's a lazy take. Like, what else better than the Christmas spirit than that, pal?
How is the truth lazy? It's just, if anything changed, I would change. The fact that it doesn't change,
hey, you know
it's
what,
not
Dan,
my fault.
Dan, there's some teams in the league. There's a salary cap where everybody's actually going to be under a salary cap. You could hire your coach, your general manager. The Patriots, it's their fault that three other teams in the division are inept.
No, it is not their fault. It doesn't.
Yeah, Zoe, we're all agreeing here. We're all saying the same thing.
It does not diminish them. Okay.
I think we all know what it is, right? I mean, it's like that anywhere in the league. If you have a good coach and a good quarterback, guess what? Your team's going to be pretty damn good.
Great, but
look at the amount of starting quarterbacks the AFC East has had.
Right.
The last 18
so we're
weeks.
Saying the it's same thing. They have the luxury of going in every year knowing that the other three teams suck, have no coach, no quarterback.
You know I'm breaking your balls, Dan. It's a justifiable comment. It's not the Patriots' fault. Yeah, I blame the Jets, the Bills, and the Dolphins.
Yep. We
even took it to ownership level today.
Once again, we did.
Yeah.
We took it to a whole new level.
Don't screw my show up. I got to go back to the beach.
Scott, I hope you don't have any ratings bonuses tied into this one today.
We don't. Not during the holiday month.
Good. Thank good God for you. That. Smart for you.
Come of the month club. I told you. We are it.
All right, bye.
Merry Christmas. Hey, yeah.
You know what? He was hot for a second.
The Josie thing was going to upset him. But you know what, Scott? It's not your show today. It's my show. And if Josie sucks, I will tell you that Josie sucks. You want to do the show right? You want Josie? Why don't you be here? That's just what I'll say to you, Scott. I hope you have a very Merry Christmas. And a happy new year, and enjoy the beach.
There's steam coming out of T-Bone's
ears right
now.
I'll tell you what. If I was sitting on a beach, the last thing I'd be doing would be calling into a radio station, that's for sure. But that's dedication.
He loves the song. Loves the show.
Got to defend Josie, apparently. 617-779-0985. If you want to join Scott from Vero Beach on the phone, you can do that. Matt McCarthy, Dan Shaughnessy, and Phil Perry with you on this Friday before New Year's. Let's get the action update. The VSIN action update is brought to you by the all-new Sportsbook Rhode Island at Twin River and Tiverton Casino Hotels, the only places in New England you can legally bet on sports, powered by William Hill. Get details at sportsbetri.com.
something?
You gotta wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks. Rub your ball 16 times.
Yep. Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now, back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's Home for Sports.
Zolak and Bertrand, no Zolak, no Bertrand, so you get me, Matt McCarthy, Dan Shaughnessy alongside, and Phil Perry hanging out for a few more minutes. If you want to talk to Phil, get some Pat's thoughts, you can join us. 617-779-0985, full phone lines right now, so when somebody drops off, you know what to do. Get on the phone with us. Mike is somewhere today. Where are you, Mike?
Hey, I'm driving up in New Hampshire.
All right, what's going on?
I have a comment for Dan. So basically, you know, the Patriots, they're like Ricky Bobby. They're a big, hairy winning machine. It does not matter who they play. Their winning percentage in their division, I believe the last time I saw, is exactly the same against the rest of the NFL.
We're going to just say this.
Hold on.
We're going to get a dozen callers that are saying exactly what we just said, Mike.
Right.
We just said that 5 minutes ago.
I'm not sure if you heard that. I just got on. But my other point is this. Every single division in the AFC, if you go to the AFC South, what other team in the AFC South has gone to the Super Bowl other than the Colts? Nobody. They have a dominant team. If you go to the West, they have a dominant team, the Broncos. No one else has gone. If you go to the North, they have two teams that have been dominant. Every team, every division has a dominant team.
The AFC West has three teams that have won the division four or more times since 2002.
But who's gone to the Super Bowl or been a dominant team? The Patriots are a dominant team. Every division has a dominant team. Jets have been to the title game twice.
You're not listening. Only the East has one team and one team only, and there's no rotation of it. Okay? That's all I'm saying. None of the others are ever any good. In the AFC West, three of them are alternately good. And Oakland has been good a little bit. But again, three teams win it four times or more in the same era.
It's really simple. Who's been better?
It's just math.
The Chiefs or the Jets?
Doesn't diminish the
Chargers
Patriots.
Or the Jets? Or the Ravens and the Bengals or the Jets? I mean, just run down the list.
The AFC South is the best argument to push back on this. But they have had Indy win it nine times, Houston four times, and Tennessee could be the third time this year, Jacksonville once. That's the best. Otherwise, we have 14-1-1 and the donut. That's the East. One good team, no rotation. That's all.
All right, Frank's up next here on Zolak and Bertrand. What's going on, Frank?
This is why Dan is completely, totally wrong. If you created a division with the Seahawks, the Packers, the Pats, and the Steelers, the same thing would have happened in that division as what's happened in the AFC East.
That's insane.
Those teams would have to – they're lucky. The Seahawks are lucky they haven't had to play the Pats twice.
What are we doing? We're making up divisions now.
But that, the Seahawks that is absolutely would have pushed insane. Them. They would have won 12 games.
I think this is the key for Patriots fans listening, and they're angry at Dan. He's said now multiple times, he's not taken away from what the Patriots have done. The Patriots – have had a fat record regardless of who they've played.
Right.
AFC, NFC, AFC East, they beat everybody at the same rate. We've said it multiple times. They have going into the season, they had almost an 80 winning percentage, both inside their own division and across all divisions across the league. That's essentially what we're talking about. That's my phone that's going off right now.
That's very professional.
I don't know how that even happens.
Patriots
that's
and the Patriots
you got to be worked up.
Are not challenged within their division. No one else has that to say that.
It's okay to say the division is not good and that the Patriots are good. I think that's what Dan's saying.
Yeah. Right. You're not really taking anything away from the Patriots. You're just saying that the Jets, the Dolphins, and the Bills have been abject trash, okay? But to say that you could put the Patriots also in a division over the last 20 years with, I don't know, Aaron Rodgers and Ben Roethlisberger and
Steelers and the Seahawks.
Well, yeah, like those
would be
those,
the same thing.
Give me a break with that. Like those teams wouldn't have won a division once or twice. I mean, give me an absolute break with that. 617-779-0985. Let's go to David in the truck.
Like I said, I think you could extend the tomato can analogy, Dan. If you really just want to take it further, just look at the entire league. I mean, the entire league is, to some extent, is a mess.
It's true.
David's in the truck. Hey, David.
Hello?
Yes. David, you got to turn your radio down.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yep. Yeah.
What's up, David?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, that's going really well. So he's gone. I really don't have the patience for that. How about Harry in the car? Hey, Harry.
Hey, how are you? Hey, you know, I got to agree with Shaughnessy. I don't like to do that, but I stopped watching the Patriots after the 2002 season, I mean, watching the other league, all I had to do was watch the Patriots. They get in every year. I don't have to watch this team play this team, and this is what will happen. Every year they're in. So I just watch the games. I don't watch NFL Today. I don't watch ESPN. All I have to do is watch Brady because, like Shaughnessy says, every year they're in. Yeah, I don't have to watch this.
Well, come on back.
I don't have to. You know, except for that Castle year, they've been in every year. It's like there's no competition. The season starts when the playoffs starts. And then maybe I'll watch the NFL Today and all those other complimentary shows. But that
I think, and the fact that we are where we are and Harry is where he is in terms of being a spoiled Patriots fan speaks to how great this team has been and for the duration of time that they have been great. And I think it's okay to point that out, especially now, as we're not sure how long this is going to last. So people like Harry, your Sundays are going to get a little bit different, or your falls or your winters are going to get a little bit different. You feel like you don't have to watch the rest of the league. You feel like you don't have to watch the regular season because the Patriots are in regardless every year, year after year after year. Things are changing, and it's going to happen soon. And so I think, you know, be careful what you wish for in some ways.
Right. You know, the march of the tomato cans has certainly been there for the last 10, 15 years of the Patriots. This is the first year, though, guys, where you start to feel like the Patriots are moving back towards the tomato can pack. They've lost some tomato can games this year, okay? Miami, you shouldn't lose that game. You lose that garbage Detroit team. Jacksonville's in dead last. I mean, run down the list.
Well, their strength of schedule, their wins against good teams are as good as anybody in the league.
Right.
So, you know, for every Detroit Lions loss, you want to point to they beat the Chiefs, they beat the Colts, they beat the Bears. These are all playoff teams or near-playoff teams.
But they can't do it on the road.
No, they can't do it on the road. No, and I'm not saying this is the same team that they've been. And we've talked many times over the course of this year. This is as close to 2009 as they've been
right.
since 2009. But things are changing. So if you're like Harry, just get ready for your life to change because it's not going to be that way forever.
Phil, it's been good stuff.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah,
it was fun.
Anytime.
Of course.
We didn't get Phil's answer on Josie, though. I think he was a little gun-shy because he has to
No, I love Josie.
Talk Scott.
I love Josie because I'm always here at noon.
Right.
I oftentimes start at noon, so I walk in with Josie. We have a great relationship.
Well, there you go.
I like it.
Sorry, McCarthy.
I'm sorry to hear that.
It's a bad take by you.
What are you going
to
do?
That's what I'm talking about, T-Bone.
We don't need this. We don't need it.
Play me out.
It's really that simple. Here's Josie to play us out. All right, Phil, good stuff. Make sure to follow Phil on Twitter. Where are you? Phil A. Perry, is that right? All right, Phil A. Perry. Good stuff from Phil Perry today. He's got to go cover the Tom Brady press conference. Brady's going to be speaking later today. Patriots are on the practice field now. We'll get an update on that in Sports Hub headlines and more of your Patriots thoughts after this. 617-779-0985. Matt McCarthy and Dan Shaughnessy in for Zolak and Bertrand today.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
You know what, Tom Morgan? I really do appreciate the gesture. And I'm not trying to be a dink about this, but I'm going to be a dink about this. You're going to play some Springsteen? Can we not do Born in the USA era Springsteen?
Well, let's not completely wipe out the whole era.
Yeah.
This is not one of his stronger segments.
Definitely not one of the stronger segments, as you have been known to say.
Right.
I'm not saying I'm getting to the you know, stick needles in my eyes portion of the Springsteen catalog, but just saying, you know, early 70s stuff, that's where it's at.
Okay.
Born to Run, Wild, the Innocent, yeah. E Street Shuffle. I do appreciate the gesture, Tom Morgan. He probably hates my guts. He really does. You know, people don't like you, Dan Shaughnessy, either, for your March of the Tomato Can stuff.
Some people.
On the other hand, very much appreciate it and do mostly agree with you about the March of the Tomato Cans.
It's realism.
Yeah. But you really have a tendency to needle people when you start saying that the Patriots competition is just flat out garbage. Doesn't make them any worse, but the competition is garbage.
Yeah.
Oof. It's not good.
Yeah.
I'm going to run by some tweets here for you.
Yes.
From Dan Shaughnessy at Dan_Shaughnessy on Twitter, December 23rd. Here it comes, same old, same old. Pats, easy win. Philly will beat Texans. Pats vault to number 2 seed. First round bye, easy home game. KC knocked off in the divisional round. AFC championship again at Gillette. Even when the Pats are not that good, they get to the Super Bowl.
What part of that do you disagree with?
March of the Tomato Cans. I don't disagree with anything you just said there.
There it is, right there.
Anything. Not a single thing.
All teed up.
It is amazing that in a year where the Patriots are not as good as they've been.
Right.
I mean, fraudulent, imposter version of the Patriots. These aren't the Patriots.
Not you don't, one of Bill Belichick's stronger segments.
Definitely not one of Belichick's stronger segments.
Right.
When you're losing games like you do to Miami and Detroit and Jacksonville, a last-place team, and you're losing the way that you do, and losing to Pittsburgh. They never, ever lose to Pittsburgh. Getting smoked by that inferior Tennessee Titans team, you never see Patriots teams do this. But even in a year where they're an imposter fraud version of the Patriots, they're still going to luck out in some ways because
they could get where they want to go.
They could absolutely get where they want to go, Dan. Yeah. And, you know, in a year where they're not good enough to get the first overall seed, the path to the Super Bowl might actually be more difficult via the one seed. Because in that 4-5 game, you could make an argument that Baltimore and the Chargers are the best two teams in the conference right now.
You could make
a legitimate argument that those two teams are the best teams in the conference, and the winner of that game is likely going into Arrowhead. There's a good chance that they knock off the Chiefs, either one of those teams.
Right.
And the Patriots will get an easier matchup in the Houston Texans.
Be home.
And they'll be home. And we know how difficult they are to beat at home. Okay. Even in a year where they're not good enough, yeah, they get the 2 seed, and it's going to work out for them somehow. It really is amazing.
Yeah, it's all team. I mean, again, the Texans are emerging as they're likely.
Right.
That's who they end up playing. I mean, we'll see. I mean, there's a lot of balls in the air. We still got to get that 6th team. They got the Indy Tennessee game on Sunday night, which is a really great last game of the season, a playoff bit at stake there. And Tennessee's playing at home. I'm not sure who you'd rather see. I think you'd probably rather see Tennessee win that game if you're the Patriots. Mm-hmm. I just
definitely
get Indy out of the field. I mean, because of the way they're playing and the way Luck's playing. I know the Patriots have owned both places, not Tennessee this year, but still. I have a feeling that what you just said and what I tweeted, that's where we're headed here. I mean, the Patriots, if they can stay at home, like, who can you look out there and say that team can come into Foxborough and it'll definitely beat the Patriots? There's no one.
Here's the thing. I think any matchup that they get in the playoffs is going to be somewhat of a toss-up, even at home.
Yep.
Even just on the talent
Chargers,
level.
Ravens.
Absolutely.
Chiefs.
Even the Houston Texans, a team that they have owned.
Well, that is not a toss-up, in my view. Demaryius Thomas is out now.
Yeah.
I mean, they, of course, that would be typical that they would be them. O'Brien has never beaten Belichick, and Watt has never tackled anybody while playing the Patriots. I mean, they lose their way, lose their minds. They are a layup for the Patriots.
It's the best matchup for them in the first round. There's no doubt about
that. And that's why it will be the one that
of course, because that's the way it works out for the Patriots. If they get Baltimore, though, or if they get the Chargers in that first round, that divisional round game, I don't care how well the Patriots have played at home this year. Both of those teams could come into Foxborough and beat them. The Ravens in particular. I mean, they've been there. They've done that. That coach isn't afraid. And they can run the football, Dan, and the Patriots can't stop the run. They can't do it. That's a bad matchup for them.
Yeah.
Be it in the divisional round or the AFC championship.
No, the Chargers-Baltimore game was very entertaining part of our holiday period here. And to see what the Ravens defense did on the road against the Chargers, just smothering them, shutting them. They're fast, they're ferocious, they're fearless, all that stuff. Suggs, 1,000 years old, still out there playing.
He'd have 2 sacks against Brady in a big game.
Yeah.
You know that would be the case.
He would.
Been there, done that, seen that.
You say the coach doesn't fear these guys here. And the quarterback, I mean, Bill generally owns young quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. This guy can run around on him, as we know. Flacco's standing there and waiting. If anything were to happen, they are offensively challenged, as we know. That would be a rock fight, probably, not a beautiful game. But that's not a layup, in my view.
Are the Patriots equipped to win a rock fight?
Well, I think the way things are going with their offense, I think slowing things down and overall helps them.
Are they good enough defensively to win a rock fight? I don't know the answer to that.
Stopping other people's run games. After what we saw, Gore and Bolden do in Miami, that was depressing. And then what was the kid's name in Pittsburgh? The third
Samuel?
Guy there? Yeah, Samuel.
Jalen Samuel. Give me a break.
Rough too. Those two were hard on the ice.
617-779-0985. Dan, you'll be surprised to hear that people disagree with you about the Patriots. Brendan is one of them. Hey, Brendan.
Hey, yeah. So, fellas, I mean, if you're going to make a case about the AFC East, you need to make a case about the AFC in general. We've played no AFC East teams in the AFC Championship game in this whole run, and we're, what, 8-3 in those games? So why are these tough these teams from tough divisions outside of the AFC East 3-8 against us? They're the best of the AFC every year. It's 3-8 besides right. us in those games. And never mind beyond that, we've played one game against an AFC East team in all these playoffs these past 1 year. And that one game we lost to the Jets.
Right.
That's the only game we've played against AFC East team. Everybody else we've smoked pretty much. Right. Three losses you have in all those games. And never mind beyond that, fellas, I mean, look, you brought the AFC South stand. I mean, Texans sucked the first 10 years they were a franchise. The Jaguars were a laughingstock of the league, just like the Browns the past 15 years before they got their defense. I mean, it's a whole thing about the league. So if you're going to make a point about, oh, it's the AFC East, make a point about the AFC, and then make a point that the AFC is about 11-8 in the last 20 years.
Can you produce a division with three teams at the level of incompetence of the Bills, Jets, and Dolphins over the last 16 years? Produce that for me.
Yes, absolutely. The Jeff Fisher Titans, the Jaguars, and the Texans before they had, there you go.
Yeah, and that was for what? 7, 8, 9 years. And yeah, the AFC South, as you fully said, Dan, I mean, you've admitted.
I said that's the closest.
That's the closest, but it's gotten stronger.
Houston has won four divisions. Tennessee possibly could get their third this weekend. And Indy, of course, 9. But again, you have a little bit of surges there where teams alternately are good. It has not happened here. It has not happened. One team is good. And again, it doesn't diminish who they are or what they've done. It doesn't diminish all your stuff about the conference championships and all that stuff. But no other team has a division with three crap teams every year. That's just a fact.
Greg's up next here on Zolak and Bertrand. Matt McCarthy and Dan Shaughnessy in for the guys. Hey, Greg.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
So the point I wanted to make is if you change the Patriots with the best team in any other division, I think they by and large win the same amount of championships, divisional championships. You switch them with the Ravens, they're going to beat up on the Steelers, the Browns, and the Bengals. Pretty sure that's going to happen.
I mean, again, playing
the Steelers are going to win. Go ahead.
There were years where playing the Ravens and Steelers twice a year would not have been your friend as opposed to playing the Bills and Jets twice a year. I mean,
No, you're missing my point. You wouldn't be playing the Ravens and the Steelers because one of those teams would be in the AFC.
Oh, you're trading out.
You're trading the top team for the top team.
Yeah, you can't just cherry pick the best two teams and say, yes, the Patriots are now in the division with three super teams.
Well, I'm just cherry picking what is, which is to say they're in the division with the three worst teams.
Right. And here's the thing. If you put them in any other division, I think they still win five Super Bowls. I don't think you or I are taking that away from them. In the lean years, though, in a year like this, where they're clearly not as good as they've always been, or in the lean years, you know, in between Dynasty 1.0 and 2.0, do they win the division every year? Because they won the division every year, even in the leanest of years and lean by Patriot standards. If they're in the division, in a division with the Ravens and the Bengals around 2009, 10, 11, 12, in kind of the leaner years of this franchise, you think the Patriots are winning that division every year?
No.
I don't think so.
No.
It helps them in a year like this. And that's okay. I mean, we're not taking anything away from them. They still win five Super Bowls no matter what division they're playing in. But do they win every single, you know, division every single year and have a home game in the playoffs every single year?
And it has contributed to them being home all the time. And again, this year,
and they dominated home.
A likelihood that they could play a team with a better record because that team is coming from the AFC West where there's two teams with better records than them. Again, doesn't make them a bad guy. It's just unlikely to happen to them. It was never a year where the Jets and Patriots were both 12-4.
Right.
Or something like that. It just doesn't happen here.
If the Chargers were in the AFC East, you're looking at this Patriots team in a very different light this year because they're probably battling it out for a wild card right now.
Yeah, and they don't have to do that. Good for them.
617-779-0985. I'm excited for this. You know what we've got next?
Tell me.
Dan's dates coming up next here on Zolak and Bertrand. Matt McCarthy and Dan Shaughnessy in for the guys.
Making your job suck just a little bit less.
This helps my emotions.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Damn it. I'm a Dapper Dan man.
And now it's time for Dapper Dan's Dates of Distinction.
Dapper Dan.
All right, here we go. Dan's dates on Zolak and Bertrand. Matt McCarthy and Dan Shaughnessy in for the guys. I've been waiting for this all day, Dan. Don't disappoint. Please, do not disappoint. No pressure or anything.
It's not bad. December 28th over the years has been a pretty pretty interesting day. You know, we got late in the year. It's 62nd day of the year. It's only 3 days left till New Year's. People who were born on this day, we have, see, you're a young guy. Do you know who Edgar Winter is?
Edgar Winter. No.
He's an albino guitarist. Very famous. But there aren't many albinos out there, so we got to give him his props. Do you know who Denzel Washington is?
I do.
All right. How old do you think he is?
I'm going to say somewhere in his late 50s.
64 today. So holding up well.
Doing very
well. That's a good one. And the great Ray Bourque is 58 years old today.
Boy, that Stanley Cup parade. You know, as a kid who grew up in the 90s, Dan.
Yeah.
When Ray Bourque brought the Stanley Cup
what did you think?
Back to Boston, I thought it was the coolest thing ever. I had never experienced anything like winning before. I'm like, oh, he gets to bring the Stanley. Looking back on it, that was the ultimate loser moment.
Pathetic moment.
Pathetic. Absolutely Boston's pathetic.
History, I know.
And that's all you know, little 9-year-old me could hold on to is Ray Bourque won the Stanley Cup with somebody else. God, how things have changed.
Yeah. Well, there was a championship drought between 1986 and 2002. So
right.
We fell into that. And a long time, given that we've had, you know, what, 11 parades since the start of this century. So during the drought, we took a week to get Raymond Bourque a big part of that.
Ugh, yuck.
Other people born on this day. John Legend is 40 years old today.
Excellent.
I got to say, Bill Lee, the spaceman, is 72.
Bill Lee hates my guts.
What'd you do?
I played in a charity softball game.
He takes those seriously.
With Bill Lee and Scott Zolak, and I was playing first base. And you may or may not be surprised to hear, Dan, that not exactly much athletic prowess here.
Well,
a little lanky, a little uncoordinated.
Yep.
I made approximately 5 errors at first base, and Bill, after the third one, came over to me. He was like, "You're killing me. You're killing me out here." You know, because he's out there. I mean, he's throwing some heat and stuff. And Bill Lee, not a fan of me. I'm still very much a fan of the spaceman, but Bill Lee does not like me very much because a lot of unearned runs on his line in that game.
He's holding up very well. 72, he's still out there throwing 9 innings. He must be a steroid guy, you know, in retrospect. Also won 17 3 years in a row for the Sox. There's a WWF wrestler, Leaping Lanny Poufo.
Nope. Right, move on.
He's 63. These are from, Sarge helped me out today.
Oh, yeah. No, he so came up to me. He's like, oh, there's this wrestler guy. I'm like, do you not know that I don't care about the WWE?
I just bounce those off.
I'm sorry to say.
How old do you think Adam Vinatieri is today? Because he's
45.
Birthday. He's 46.
God.
Take that, Tom Brady.
Good Lord.
You know, Adam Vinatieri. And
he's got the gray beard and everything.
Yeah.
And you a fan of kickers in the Hall of Fame? We did a lot of Hall of Fame talk.
That one I am. Yeah,
absolutely.
Ray Guy. Adam Vinatieri.
Got to put him in.
I can go with that. Yeah, he's got to go in there, you know. And
if Morton Anderson's in.
Is Vinatieri in the Patriots Hall of Fame? Have they done that yet?
No, but he's still playing.
Oh, so there's rules about that?
There must be some type of rule about that.
Well, they got to get Bill Parcells and Vinatieri in there ASAP. I know this man is watching the show, so this is a shout-out to my man Pete Frates, who is 34 years old today.
The man himself. And, happy birthday, Pete.
Yeah, his family sent out a picture of Pete watching the show. He's a Zoe and Beetle regular and you know, one of the great human beings of all time, Pete Frates, and Boston College High School. Mm-hmm. And, oh, excuse me, I said that wrong. He's the prep.
He's the prep.
Boston College, where I saw him hit the home run against Harvard into the bullpens.
As a descendant of a BC High grad, I will forgive Pete for not being a BC High
just
guy.
The prep, you know. But he was MVP of the Beanpot in 2005, I believe. He was 4-for-4 and then knocked one into the bullpen to beat Harvard. And we send a shout-out Pete's way. Happy 34th birthday, Pete.
Happy birthday, Pete.
Yeah, we love you.
The man himself. Great family.
Stuff from this day in history, December 28th. Iowa was declared a state on this date in 1846.
A lot of corn.
It was the 29th state at that time. In 1981, the first American test tube baby was born in Norfolk, Virginia.
Yeah, science.
That was science. A name of a book I can't pronounce. It's important. 1973, Solzhenitsyn's Gulag book. It's got a long word. It's an expose of the Soviet prison system. Very important book from 1973, released in the state. The first movies were shown in Paris on this date. I'm going to get the year. It was 1895. The first public showing of their movies in Paris. So that's where those of you who are out movie going today on a very popular movie day in the year that goes back to this date. Bad disaster. 1966, 13 died. A commuter train carrying 25 passengers, some of whom had attended a Bruins game that night, struck an oil truck that had stalled on the tracks in Everett. That is a tragedy I do not remember. Goes back.
66, he said?
1966. And I was, you know, I was 13 years old, so I should remember that. On this date in 1945, Congress officially recognized the Pledge of Allegiance. On this date in 1983, Dennis Wilson, one of the Beach Boys, drowned in Marina Del Rey. Now, that would be irony.
Yes.
One of the Beach Boys dying by drowning. Very tragic thing. I'm going to finish with the most important. This, we are a sports show.
Yes.
We deal with a lot of football.
We've talked about sports occasionally on this program.
And on this date, 60 years ago today, the greatest game ever played in the NFL, the New York Football Giants and the Baltimore Colts. If you've ever seen the movie Diner.
Diner, I was going to say.
Launch it off of this date, December 28th, 1958. And it was a 23-17 victory for the Colts.
At Yankee Stadium, right?
Alan Ameche plunging through. 64,185 souls were at the game. And really, it changed football history. There's some books written about it. And that's when football kind of went into everyone's living room from that point forward. And we are indebted to this day for the greatest game ever played.
If not for the 1958 NFL Championship, how long do you think it takes football to become football? I mean, because it would have become it eventually, right. But, right. You know, do you have the Super Bowl in 66, you know, or the AFL-NFL Championship game? Does the merger happen as fast? Like, how slowed would the sports progress have been if not for that game?
No, it's a good point. I mean, the inception of the AFL when the Patriots were a charter franchise, 1960, that started to put the pressure on the NFL, get more interest, signing bonus babies. Joe Namath comes out of Alabama, signs with the Jets. Things roll forward. They agree to play one another. And then when Super Bowl III happened, that's probably the most seismic game outside of the greatest game ever played in 1958. And then, of course, Monday Night Football. The inception of Monday Night Football was a real game changer in terms of television and the importance of football to America.
A couple of oversights here. Woodrow Wilson, born on this day in 1856, the 28th president of the United States. Vice presidential history for you, Dan Shaughnessy.
One of them quit.
On this day, John C. Calhoun.
I saw that.
Quit in 1832.
I did not deem that worthy of Dan States.
I'm sorry. Did, so that's I'm okay. sorry that we disagreed on that. And baseball history for you. On this date in 2001, outgoing New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani announces the Yankees and Mets have reached a tentative agreement with the city to build a pair of $800 million retractable roof stadiums.
How'd that work out?
It did not work out. Bloomberg came in. Guess he wasn't a fan of it. That didn't work out. They eventually built the stadiums, but they weren't retractable roofs. We'll do some digging on that.
Okay.
Tell you what, though. I thought the new Yankee Stadium would never compare to the old place, and maybe it still doesn't. Place was loud in October. That's still the toughest place. Old Yankee Stadium, new Yankee Stadium. That's still the toughest place to go into in sports with everything on the line and get the job done.
It holds the noise.
And ask Craig Kimbrell about that.
And for you Sox fans out there, be hoping Machado does not sign with them. I mean, it's great for us writers, us talkers, because there's going to be a lot to talk about and write about, but that makes them formidable. They already are. That would be harder.
They need pitching. They can have Manny Machado.
They don't
need more right-handed power. They can have him. Don't worry. It'll take until March for Machado to sign anyway.
Okay.
And Bryce Harper. And it's just going to take forever for the baseball offseason to happen. Because like the actual sport, Dan, and I say this with all the love and affection in my heart for the game of baseball, everything's taking too long with it. The game is taking too long. The offseason, it's taking too long to get Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens in the game. And you are one of the reasons responsible for that.
No, don't be so impatient.
Okay. Maybe it's, you know, millennial thing.
Millennial thing. Yep.
I'm sorry about that. 617-779-0985. Those are the dates. Dan's dates of distinction. When we come back, we're going to talk about something. Dan and I are going to determine that.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.